Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 18th of March. So horse racing bit the dust yesterday for 5-6 weeks. The Euros went, and the leagues are trying to commit to end by June the 30th. I've actually got a couple of people I know in the EFL, and they're actually quite confident that they can do that, albeit probably behind closed doors, if the government can keep this suppressed. And I thought that was quite a positive news conference last night, particularly, you know, Boris does bumble on, doesn't he? But from the medical guy, you know, everything is really just about taking the strain off the NHS, suppressing it, as they say, pushing that curve down so they can cope with it. And obviously, I thought the Chancellor spoke really well. Just amazing, you know, the things that people pick. He said categorically there will be other measures, this is the start of it, and people straight away jumping up and down. You know, it's caught these guys on the hop as much as anybody, how quickly this has escalated. You know, I was selling my tickets to Tottenham Man U to somebody just last Thursday, because I couldn't go, or I committed to go to Dortmund, and I promised somebody the tickets, so I was doing that transfer just last Thursday. So here we are a week on, how quickly things have changed. You know, last Thursday there was two people thinking of going to Tottenham Man U. And when he spoke last night, he said categorically, this is the start of measures, there will be others. You know, they are probably working 24/7. And I'm going to repeat myself a lot, probably over the next few days, weeks, because the same things come up. You know, you've got to give these people time and trust and get it done. But I think what they're saying is seeming to be right. We can't hide from this. It's just a matter of suppressing it. You know, hopefully as many people get as much financial help as possible, it will go away. You know, I'm quite confident that we will see some sport come June, of some sort. Might be wrong, but, you know, I think big open air things like golf may not, but where they can play games of football, you know, how many do you need? You need 15, 16 fit footballers, 4 officials, a coaching staff, and probably a few TV crew and other people who, you know, medical staff may need to be in attendance. You know, I'm sure they might be able to get some sort of schedule up. I might be being optimistic, but that's the way I like to look at it. Reading some positive signs on medical tests, the German company that Trump tried to allegedly get hold of, well, I don't even think it's allegedly, because they confirmed it, to get exclusive vaccine. They say they might be ready come the autumn, and there's some medical tests in France that seem to be not curing it but suppressing the effect of it. So, you know, these people are all working flat out. I'm not quite buying into the Chinese weapons of mass destruction theory just yet, but again, that's the joys of social media for you. But obviously getting questions re-FTS. Right, firstly, nobody will lose out on anything. Obviously, it's difficult times. Everything will be carried forward. So if you've got a racing membership, once it starts up, your time will be added on. The guys at FDD are saying the same. There is still some Turkish football. Russia have cancelled today. And obviously Ultimate, etc., will carry on, and whenever that starts, then, you know, I won't look to start anything for next season until we finish this season, whatever they decide. And I do think they're all set on trying to finish the season, which, whilst I joke about Liverpool and things, I do think that would be best. But I do think they've got to get it done by June. I think the contract issue will be the stumbling block. I think they deliberately stated that date yesterday, because June the 30th, when players go out of contract, I just can't see how they could continue after that happens, because you can't force players to sign contracts or stay at clubs they don't want to. You can ask them, but you're going to get some who say no, I'm certain. But yeah, it's, you know, I think it's very much this postponement of events is purely let's go to April and see what the government position is then. So we're in for a sort of 4 or 5 weeks. We'll all get used to it. I'm still doing a bit of trading. I did Chile last night. Had a nice win there in the late game. I've not gone into the Vietnamese league, but we are going to have a bit of Australian, a bit of Turkish. So Argentina, Chile, I don't know whether Chile's postponing now, but going on. I don't know how the Turks are still going, to be fair, but while they are, then they'll be traded. Irish Racing is making a decision today, but yeah, you've got to sort of say, right, from April, really April, it's going to shut down. I will trade what is there if it qualifies for me, and that's that. But everything else I say will be moved forward. The Golf Guru, everything, we'll just extend all that for people, so don't fret there. I am going to try and use this time to look at how we run FTS in general, with sort of several ideas. One is to obviously maximise returns for you guys. Two is to reduce my workload, because I do a load of things that I probably don't need to do manually. And whilst Chris and things have been great, and it is going to give me time to do some training. So I'm going to do a couple of some free videos. But I've had some requests, and this isn't a jumping on the bandwagon. It's just this time for sort of people asking me quite a few times, one-to-one stuff. I did one a few years back, probably didn't do it as I should have done and didn't do it right. Those guys, you know, are still with me, and that's a separate thing, which they'll benefit from what we do now anyway. But just looking at actually doing an online sort of how I analyse data, how I go about setting everything up and actually making a profit at this game. I don't want to do a load of work if it's not of interest of anybody, and it would be for serious punters. It's not something for the guys betting in fivers. It would be for serious people with serious banks. If that would be of interest to anybody, and I would do it with one of my, with Dave, who's one of my original one-to-ones, and he would do a lot of the sort of I don't want to use the phrase holding to account, but accountability, sort of checking you're on track and stuff like that, where I would provide the sort of betting analysis and betting help. He would then help you with the other areas of keeping you on track. So we've sort of talked about whether, we talked about this for next year, but obviously now we've got downtime. We would got time that we could build a full online sort of setup. It would all be done via webinars and you know, a lot of recorded information. Using the tools I use. So if that's something that interests anybody, then email me. It is only an interest only stage. It's not something I'm saying I'm going to do. It's just I'm going to look at the whole FTS setup. So if anybody's got a half decent bank, you know, looking over a couple of years to turn this into a full time income, that's what they want to do, and pretty much be self-sufficient, standing on their own two feet, let me know, and then I can talk to Dave and we can look at one, if there's enough interest, and then how we structure it and put it together and build that as an online part of the website. So it's purely just asking for interest at the minute, whether that's something that people are interested in. If not, then don't worry about it. Don't bother. And I think it would be football first, because that's my main source. And then if that went well and people are interested in racing, then down the line I'll do some racing. But I'm going to do a couple of free videos, you know, for the members area, on the racing and the football while we've got some downtime anyway. So I'm just showing you some ideas of how I use stuff, which will help everybody. You know, it isn't, whilst it's carnage, I think you've just got to look to, right, what can I use this time for? It is all going to come back. You know, you tend to find through history when we've had dark periods, be it the Black Plague or the Spanish Flu or World Wars, the world's actually ended up being a better place after it, and a bit more positive place, and that's one of my great hopes. I think two things are going to happen with people being stuck at home. You're going to see a boom in births from sort of November through to February next year. And the divorce rate's probably going to go up, isn't it? I think people stuck at home with their wives or husbands, either way, is going to put some strains on some people. But just remember, try and be nice. This has been forced on everybody. Whilst Trump is trying to blame the Chinese at the minute, there's no one to blame. We'll just do what we can and plug through. But yeah, for me, over the sort of coming weeks, I'll just be doing some videos, showing some stuff, trading when I can, what's there. And I will stay in touch. I'm not sure that I will, whilst I say it, do a pod every day, because I'm not sure there's going to be that much to cover every day, as much as you all love to speak to me or hear me. You're not speaking to me, I'm speaking to you. But we'll just see. But I can knuckle into these videos and get some stuff done. And then when it's sort of safe to do so, meet people. I was going to go up and see Chris and do some videos and things, but we'll just put all that on hold for the minute until we can travel about and see what the game is. As I say, that guy last night, he said it's sort of suppress it early and then over time look to lift those restrictions and see what the effect is. You know, you got to listen to what they say, and it's just purely at the minute everything is about getting the NHS sorted and hopefully the financial packages that they're announcing keep as many people in the game as possible. As I say, can't keep saying it. Strange old times. And most of all, stay safe. I've no idea what's going to happen with the Irish racing, but if it does continue, I will, of course, send out any stuff I get. I do, as some of you have seen over the time, get tips on Irish racing, and I will send that out. And if there are any football trades that I spot, you know, Turkey, etc., then certainly they'll be on the podcast and whatever. But, you know, I think it's just almost got to treat it a bit like a summer holiday, get through it, and then it'll all start up. And when it does start up, we're going to be in for an absolute bonanza, because there's going to obviously be all the stuff that's postponed to come. So, you know, there's always positives, and you have two ways of looking at things. You can beat yourself up or sort of, right, roll my sleeves up, what can I use this time effectively for? And certainly from my end, I can get a lot more. I've always struggled to do the tuition. I was talking to Dave about it yesterday. I said, because I'm trading myself, so I'm clicking everywhere. It's different, you know, when you see these people who make videos, I always wonder a lot with apps. Actually bet, because it's all so polished and this, that and the other, and they do it with £10 stakes. You know, I'm like flipping Bobby Badfingers, clicking the mouse from one screen to another, scores, spreadsheets, Betfair, across three screens. So I don't really get time, you know, Friday to Monday I'm trying to make money, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday there's not enough on for me to do it. But now I can actually make some proper structured videos, whilst there may not be football match, and I can do the data analysis and that side of it, and then introduce the football side when we've got some games to trade. And if there's games in Turkey that at the minute do qualify, because it'll only be one or two, I would have time to do that. But as I say, just ideas at the minute, just things I'm thinking about to fill the coming weeks and get you guys on track for when it all comes back, only if it's something you're interested in. As I say, just drop me, if that's something that does seriously interest you, and I stress it would be for serious people, then drop me a line. Anyway, I'm just waffling and repeating myself now to fill time. Have a lovely, Wednesday? Going to lose track of time, aren't we? We're going to lose track of days with this. My routine is sort of so set on Friday, Tuesday, that you forget where you are, and particularly not having to do any racing at 11 o'clock today. But yeah, stay safe, and any queries, drop me an email and I will get back to them over this coming week. I've got some bits to do today, and then we've got to probably get some more shopping sometime, because all the delivery slots are booked. I did get one for Thursday from Waitrose, but couldn't get all we needed, so I might have to pop out. Social distancing with my arms out. I don't know, my arms would stretch 4 feet, to be fair, to keep away from people. But as I say, stay safe, most importantly, and this all will pass in time.